Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, I mentioned to you that one of the knocks on President Trump that we always hear is he doesn't have any support from anyone other than white Christian men. Those are the only people supporting Trump, Jeff. And I think, well, all right, well, first of all, I'm a Jewish guy and I support him, and I've got friends across the demographic spectrum who are very happy with how things are going and will gladly support President Trump. I wanted to bring in Carol Miller Swain. She is with an organization called Black Voices for Trump, and this coalition is looking to support the president's reelection. Carol, thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure, and I can tell you that I supported candidate Trump in 2016. I knocked on doors in Pennsylvania along with an African-American young man.
So this is nothing new to you to stand up and say, I'm gonna get on board with Donald Trump. But what are you hearing from other members of the black community at large?
You might be surprised to know that I'm hearing from some of my relatives, and I was born and raised in Virginia, been away from home for many years, but I have, some nieces and nephews that are leaning Republican, and some of them are supporting Donald Trump, and these are working class blacks, not college educated, and so there is something taking place, and I think that the media underestimates Donald Trump's support in the black community, but also that support would be a lot greater if they did not have this drumbeat, Donald Trump is a racist,
right.
All Republicans are racist, they're all white supremacists, because I think that gives people pause if they are people that trust the media.
Well, and that would be mistake number one. Take it from somebody who's worked inside the media for a long time. The last people you want to trust are a lot of these so-called real reporters and serious journalists. Carol, you know, you're talking about this drumbeat, and I will tell you, I look at President Trump and the accomplishments here. Here you have the lowest ever unemployment rates for African Americans, the lowest ever unemployment rates for Latino Americans, the lowest ever unemployment rates for women. And we still hear he's a racist. I got to tell you something. If he is the worst racist we have ever seen.
Well, I'd like to point out that up until he became a Republican, that black Democrats had no problems with him.
That's right.
And he was cozy with the NAACP, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton.
Right.
And so he has a long history of being supportive of black causes. And anyone that's been around him any length of time or studied his life knows that he cares about working class people. And I'm not even sure that he really sees color. I think that he's very focused on trying to help working men and women.
I agree with you, Carol. I think that's what has frustrated so many folks, because they want to paint him as a New York City billionaire. And the reality is that he absolutely appreciates those men and women who are working people, who fix the pipes, who fix the cars. And I would agree with you. I don't think this is a guy that sees race or religion. I think he sees people who either are part of the game, you know, who want to work hard, or folks that don't.
And I really appreciate this comment when he told black audience that, you know, they had the worst, you know, homes and schools and you know, what the hell do you have to lose by supporting him? There was a lot to gain. And I believe that if we, as part of Black Voices for Trump, can help get that message out, that's our mission, to get that message out, that he can get even more black supporters.
Let me ask you a question, Carol. Carol Miller-Swade is joining us. She's with Black Voices for Trump.
But I also want to tell you that I'm a university. I was a university professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt for 28 years. I know politics, and I was a Democrat at one time.
We're not going to hold any of that against you, Carol. I promise you.
I'm woke now.
That's right. Well, I have a feeling that you and I experience much of the same thing, where our votes are taken for granted, either because of our religion or our skin tone or whatever it is. But I'm curious, when President Trump said, hey, what have you got to lose? How many folks looked around and said, you know, for 50, 60, 70 years, the Democrats have just taken our votes for granted. He's right. Are there a lot of those people that don't want to say it publicly but are feeling it in their hearts?
I think so. I think the Democrats have overplayed their hand.
Yeah.
And we can talk about all the things that President Trump has done to benefit the country economically that's benefited blacks, whites, Hispanics, everyone who lives in America.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at the black community and what the Democrats are pushing, and they're fueling the disruptive behavior between the black community and the police.
Yes.
I mean, that's detrimental to black communities and to black youth.
That's right.
And then the schools, the racial disparities in discipline and some of the chaos in public schools, that's been fueled by Democrats. And I think that once the Trump policies that have been put in place, once it reaches those urban areas, if it does, we will begin to see changes there as well.
I certainly hope you're right. What an absolute pleasure to speak with you. That is Carol Miller-Swain. She's with an organization called Black Voices for Trump. And let me tell you, there are plenty of black voices for Trump. There are plenty of Jewish voices for Trump and female voices for Trump and Latino voices for Trump. It's all about being an American voice. That's what this is all about. And that's what has angered the elitists and the self-righteous members of the media, because they think you're stupid. They think we're all stupid. And they're angry. They are angry that they went the wrong way on this one. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.